Hi, this is Bobby Dooley, and I am a creation of Phil Hendry. You'll hear Phil do a lot of different character voices on his show, but that's Phil doing the voice, and then a lot of people call up and think that it's actually someone else. It's really a lot of fun, but that's really how brilliant Phil is. Another thing.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You know, I really do.
I don't know the interest. What are you doing at the beginning of this show telling everybody what I do?
You know, I really just...
Never mind. Just hang up.
Steve?
I don't want to talk to Steve.
You talk to my wife that way.
I just talked to your wife that way. Hang up.
You'll be hearing from our lawyer.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, there we go. The Dooley lawyer. Can't wait to hear from him. Can't wait to hear from, pardon my language, another scumbag. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show here. And we're going to start the program off with a discussion of the stock market. And I don't know anything more about it than you do, other than to say that it went down a whole lot of points today. Ted Bell is on the line from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, California. And one of the, I guess, beauties of having a business, Ted, is that you understand business, successful business, you understand business. Do you get the stock market? As a concept?
Well, I get the stock market, Phil, as a business, as a savings concept, as an investment concept, yes. The stock market's falling because all the technology speculation, Phil, is out. The dot-com businesses are done.
The Dow, though, went down 400 points today, right?
Well, a lot of that is fallout. There's a lot of panic selling, and this stuff is cyclical, and it's going to turn around. But really where the weakness is in the technology sector and all the part-time millionaires that were involved in these dot-com businesses. And
can you explain that for me and everybody listening? What was all this big dot-com? We all went to...
Well, you know, Amazon.com, eBay, all the dot-com businesses. This was a major investment opportunity for people over the last 5 or 6 years, and a lot of people took advantage of that. And a lot of people got in late, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. And whether it's Priceline.com and eBay.com and Toy, every kind of dot-com, people thought this was a great investment opportunity. And
do you have stocks?
I'm sorry, Phil?
Do you have stocks?
Well, yeah, I've got a serious stock. I assume a stock speculation is part of my portfolio. I looked around, though, and I saw the distress in the markets. I saw a lot of these dot-com guys out of work. And got on the horn here to Skip Garner, who I know, you know, Philly, Skip Stelly over on Caden. And I said to him, with the immigration problem that we've got, which means we've got a lot of illegal aliens working in the service sectors, is there some way we can solve that with the technology slide? And that's what we're talking about.
All right. Well, you're figuring in the immigration problem with a lot of people being put out of work. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, what do you... I don't understand.
Well, we have a Californian immigration problem. We got a lot of people in the business who hire undocumented workers. These people work very hard, but they're skirting the law. And you feel bad about driving them so hard, but you run the risk of INS exposure if they stay employed to you. So I got on the phone with Skip. I said, we can solve the undocumented situation if we get rid of the illegal aliens and we tap this new pool of workers.
And the new pool of workers are what? The guys that are out of work from the dot-com businesses?
Absolutely. So you can take a lot of people who got hurt in the stock market, whose dot-com businesses went under, who no longer have jobs, and I'm telling you, Phil, there are hundreds, if not thousands of them out there who no longer have work because they're little... You know, their little foray into the dot-com technology business. Oh, well, took a little bit. Did daddy go boom and fall down? You know, and so that's...
Well, okay, so you sound almost... you're hiring guys whose dot-com businesses went under, and you sound almost gleeful.
I got to tell you something. I feel for it. I'm glad that I can...
And first of all, what kind of jobs are you giving these guys?
A lot of them are working out in the kitchen on the main floor. Some of them are parking cars. And That's right, Phil. It's a very cruel fall.
I mean, to go from heading up your own dot-com business that might have been worth a lot of money, and then you lose your money, to parking cars at a restaurant, don't you feel the pain of those men and women who speculated, lost, and then have to work busing tables at your restaurant?
Do I feel bad about it?
Do you feel bad about it? You see a man who used to make a lot of money in the dot-com world, in the technology world, lost millions, lost it all, and now he's bussing tables in your restaurant.
I'm going to tell you something, Bill. I feel torn. I'm glad that I can give these guys a job, but I got to tell you something, and I say this, I don't say this happily, but I there's something about me that enjoys watching them bus tables. And take the garbage out and back.
Okay, so you don't say that happily, and yet you enjoy watching these.
I just like it, because a year ago, these were the same guys that were in my restaurant ordering the three-egg omelet, the three-egg white omelet, the imported bottled water that isn't on the menu, throwing the napkins on the floor, the bottled microbrewery beer from Washington. I used to stand there, and I used to literally feel my teeth grinding together watching these smug, holier-than-thou.com ass.
So you're angry at these guys. You get them jobs, you humiliate them, but...
Look at that. If they're not working for me, where are they going to work? These dot-com guys, where are they going to work?
So you got them bussing tables, scrubbing the floor, parking cars, and it's all revenge.
They're working, aren't they? You know, Phil,
it seems to me...
No, you feel bad about it. You're telling me I should feel bad about it. Do these guys have jobs? They were ordering my busboys around like they own the place. Now they work for me. And that's the big difference here.
All right, Ted Bell is with us. Wow, some of these guys are taking a hard fall. These dot-com guys no longer working, no longer have businesses. They're bussing tables, parking cars, scrubbing the floor at Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And you say you stand there, Ted, and grit your teeth. And
you call me Ted?
I called you Ted.
Okay.
And
I honestly heard...
I might have misspoke, okay? But you say you stand there gritting your teeth. And
no, a year ago when these dot-com guys were in my restaurant... And they were acting like they owned the joint. And they wanted the special herb and asparagus side dishes. And they didn't want the potatoes. Could we have it? Could I have spinach? You know, I own a steakhouse, okay? This is not a health food store. And yet they come in here, order my help around, look at me like I was a piece of dirt. And I remember I made a promise to myself. If the stock market ever goes down and these dot-com guys are out of work... And they come around looking for a job for me. I'll make these guys work. I'll make them sweat. I'll make them bleed for the humiliation they put me through, making me feel like I was a piece of crap because I own a lousy steakhouse.
Okay, so there it is.
There's what?
There's your humiliation because these guys were making the big dot-com money. They were making the big NASDAQ money. And you owned a lousy restaurant.
Yeah, I felt bad about it because I saw everybody making, they were getting the cream off the top of the bottle. They were making the very quick dollar. And in a restaurant business, it's just slow and go, slow and go.
Well, be proud of yourself that you made the kind of money that you made in the restaurant business, that you've got the kind of stick-to-itiveness, okay?
Well, I'm also single-handedly trying to keep the immigration problem to a minimum by hiring these white, broke dot-com guys. So I would say that I'm helping my country. So you tell me that I'm sadistic. Tell me that I'm not helping the immigration situation by not hiring these undocumented guys, but hiring a whole lot of white faces. And let me tell you, when's the last time you saw a white face bussing a table? Go ahead, when?
You know, Ted...
When's the last time you saw a white face parking a car? When?
I don't know.
You don't know, because it hasn't been for years. There hasn't been a white man parking a car in Southern California for at least the last 20 years. And I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing back the white man to valet parking and the white man to dishwashing.
Okay, you're proud of that, and I'm sure that it's a bringing back the white man. I don't know what it's like to put a guy out of business, a brown guy out of business, so you can put a white man back in.
That's the reverse affirmative action thing. But these dot-com guys who lost all their money, now they're washing my dishes, and I think that is something that I can be proud of. From the standpoint that they were treating me like I was their valet for a while.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I never heard of a guy hiring somebody to take revenge on them. Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse is hiring dot-com guys who are out of work. Dot-com guys who are out of work and hiring them to bust the tables and to bust the, sweep up the floor and park the cars and all that other crap. Like the guy says he's doing them all a favor, but at the same time, he's what? It sounds to me like he doesn't like them. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
It's a problem that I've got.
I think it is. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Ted, would you share with my audience what you just said? Because what you just said to me, what you just said to me was that loving to see the dot-com guys who are out of work, who have lost their businesses, busing tables and scrubbing floors in your restaurant and cleaning the toilets out in your restaurant, you say you know that's a personal problem you have.
I know it's some hostility that I've got, because I saw these guys, they come in with their dot-com money, and they thought their stuff couldn't stink, and they thought that the moon rose and set in their rear ends. And now, to see these guys scrubbing out a toilet, it's refreshing. And like I said, hiring these dot-com guys, I've lost my vision. I had left the dot-com millionaires tipping me. Now I'm back in charge. I'm Ted Bell. I'm the inventor of the Ted. That's the Ted's named after me. I remember that.
And you also did the baked potato wrapped in the tin foil.
I did the baked potato wrapped in tin foil. No dot-com guy is going to be remembered for that.
All right. Well, then you know you lost your vision. Here is Nate on the Phil Hendry Show. Nate?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Phil,
you're not on a speakerphone, are you? Hello, sir?
Yes, sir. Not anymore.
Go ahead.
I would like to tell you, sir, I wish I would be blessed with as much business as you got out there to carry that arrogant attitude I heard you say over the last two times I've heard you on Mr. Henry.
I don't think it's an arrogant attitude. I think what it is you just get tired of these white boys coming into your restaurant. And
Ted, let's establish something. Are you white?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're getting tired of the white boys.
I got these dot-com boys coming in with all their money, throwing their napkin on the floor, you know, going in and pissing with the seat down in my bathrooms.
Welcome to retail, Ted.
What's that?
Welcome to retail. When you open your doors for the public, you're charging them to be there. You got to put up with what they bring in.
Well, let me ask you something. What am I supposed to say to one of these white kids? All right, I won't say white boys.
Yeah, just keep it away from that. They're the dot-com guys.
All right, what do I say to a dot-com guy? Yes, I'd like a 3 egg white omelet, please. I'd like egg beaters. I don't want, you know? Man, that bugs me. I'm having special uniforms made up for the ex-dot-com employees that say, I lost it all in the dot-com business. Now I work for Ted Bell. Okay, and that's really the point that I'm... Everything that I, you know, the guy thinks it's funny, but everything that I have done up to this point is to ensure that people understand what I've got, I did with my hard work.
Nobody doubts that, Ted. It's the fact that you want to humiliate some dot-com guys that are losing their rear end. 1-800-449-8686, Rick on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Oh, hold me on here. Let me go over to Brad on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, yes, I'm just trying to figure out where Ted Bell developed such low self-esteem and why he can't have some faith in himself without worrying about what other people think.
No, sir, I've got high self-esteem.
Well, then...
Ted Bell, okay?
Okay,
And I developed a lot of innovations in my business, the baked potato wrapped in tin foil, something that we utilize. Well, okay, but you do it at your house.
What year did you develop the baked potato wrapped in tinfoil?
That was in the late 1970s at our Beverly Hills property.
Okay, well,
all right.
In the early 1970s, I was cooking baked potatoes in a fire at the Cub Scout. I mean, the Boy Scout.
Right, good for you.
Well, but how did I do that before you invented it?
You're telling me you had it wrapped in tinfoil.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think your timeline is right.
Well, I went off to military school in 74.
You picked a big potato in a fire with the Boy Scouts. Was it wrapped in tinfoil?
Yes, put it inside the fire.
Well, I doubt it. I think your timeline is wrong.
Well, when did you develop the baked potato wrapped in... Why don't we get back to the dot-com thing, okay?
Anyway, my point, did you serve those guys all egg white omelet?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Did you serve them their all egg white omelet?
Yes, I did, and it hurt.
Okay, well, why weren't you sure enough of yourself and who you were to say, I'm sorry, I don't make that. I'm sure you and all your money can buy it somewhere that does.
Well, sir, I can tell you this. I don't turn customers. I take it as a challenge. Somebody says to me they want a 3 egg white omelet. Okay, I'll do it for them.
You didn't take it as a challenge. You took it as an insult and a humiliation.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you the kind of guy that would sink so low as to walk into a restaurant and order egg whites? Are you? No, you don't sound like that kind of a guy.
No, but I'm also the kind of guy that has turned clients away and say, listen, this is what I want to do. This is what I do.
Wait a minute,
you want somebody else? Get out of here.
I don't understand what you turn. I don't turn business away.
Okay, well, if you can't turn it away without being humiliated, then you're not really accepting the business.
I hate them, but I've got to do it. I've got to make the egg white omelet.
Okay, so go ahead and admit you're willing to grovel for money.
Grovel for money. You said that you cooked a baked potato wrapped in tinfoil, correct?
Correct.
I'm the guy that developed that. Don't you think you owe me money?
No, because I cooked it before you developed it.
That's bullcrap. I don't think you did.
It is
look, you guys are getting
Shenandoah Farms.
No, sir.
Shenandoah River. I'll get you my old Boy Scout book.
I'd like
published
to
before 1975.
Can you send that to me? So that wasn't the early 70s. Now
that's before 1975.
I think that I had developed a baked potato wrapped in tinfoil before you were cooking it.
Well, why don't you just give them your address?
I'd like to see that Boy Scout manual.
I'll have to go back to my mom's house and get it.
Okay, and while you're there, she's cooking your baked potato wrapped in tinfoil, you tell her that you met the guy who developed that.
All right, look at Brad, thank you for your call. This is getting off into a...
I don't mean to sidetrack, but it always bothers me when I hear people tell me about baked potatoes that they've had wrapped in tinfoil, like they came up with it.
1-800-449-8686, John on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say the Boy Scouts have been wrapping stuff in tinfoil and cooking it long before this guy came along.
Well, I don't know that you know that, sir.
No, actually, I do know that. So, and, you know,
well, all right, tell me how you know that.
How do I know that? Because I was a Boy Scout, because I knew a guy who was a Boy Scout since the 30s who's been wrapping stuff in tinfoil and cooking it.
He may be wrapping stuff in tinfoil. I doubt that he's cooking it.
Well, whatever. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, anyway. This guy's got some serious rage built up either against some dot-comers. You're in the service sector, buddy.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
I understand that. But
these guys are paying you money. Cook them their food.
Let me ask you a question.
Serve it with a smile. And if you don't like it, get out of the business.
Look, I served them their food.
I've been in the service sector myself for 10 years. Everybody does things they don't like.
I do my job. I serve them their food. Has anybody out there...
What are you complaining about, then?
All right, here's what I'm complaining about. Don't you think you want to lift the seat before you take a leak?
Yeah, you know, that's common courtesy.
There you
but
go.
It's just all every dot-comer who comes in decides to pee on your seat?
You know something, sir? To you, it's an impossible thing. To me,
no, the guy they asked you a question. Did every dot-comer who came into your restaurant pee on the seat?
I will tell you this. I said, and you know Emmanuel Phil, the kid who works for me?
Right.
I had to send him in with a mop and bucket 90% of the time after a dot-comer went in there to take a leak. They piss on the seat, John. They throw their napkins on the floor.
You sure they weren't lawyers?
No. Let me tell you, my lawyer has the common decency to eat eggs with the yellow stuff in it. So
you got all these former dot-comers working for you now in your restaurant. My question is, how do these guys who founded their own businesses and managed to make a couple million before the market crashed not have enough marketable skills to fund a job?
That's a good question.
Tight job market.
Yeah.
And how do they end up parking cars for you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. How?
You want to know why?
I'm no brilliant guy. I make a decent amount of money. I'm just out of school, actually.
Right. Let me tell you why. Because these dot-com guys lucked into their money. They didn't have any practical skill. They sunk a couple of bucks into a business that a college buddy was starting. Next thing you know, they got a few million. And the next thing you know, they're too stupid to cash it out.
How do they have no marketable skills?
They do have marketable skills.
They're running their own business.
Well, they do have marketable skills. They can mop a floor and scrub out a toilet.
Well, you know, you got the rage built up there, buddy.
One or two of these guys walk through and work for you.
They can't even park a car.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Back with Ted Bell in a moment. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. The dot-com businesses that went under over the last year, a lot of those guys lost a lot of money. They're out of work, and a lot of them are working as busboys and scrubbing toilets at Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. They are literally working for you, Ted. And you know, you say that you enjoy that.
There is a part of me, Phil, that has a sadistic pleasure in seeing these guys who used to come into my restaurant and just put the seat down and...
And please just don't go into any of that anymore, all right? We got that.
But you know what I'm talking about. There's a little bit of a perverse pleasure to see them working for me, yeah.
And the other questions we've been fielding from people are, how can you say you invented wrapping a baked potato in tinfoil?
I'll tell you how I can say we're the first restaurant ever to do it. We were the first ever to wrap a potato in tinfoil. Seems obvious, and that's why a lot of people think that they are the ones that invented it. We did, and then it spread around. And these people are saying, well, I did it when I was a kid. No, they did not do it when they were kids. They think they remember doing it as kids. They have a sensory memory. I'm the guy who first offered serrated steak knives. I'm the inventor of the Ted, which is Captain Morgan's and Coke, and I'm the guy that first wrapped a baked potato in tinfoil. I'm Ted Bell. And these people are coming on here and trying to tell me my business. And
no, the only thing people are reacting to is the sadism with which you seem to enjoy guys who used to be dot-comers and now are working in your restaurant busing tables.
All right, and I admit that it's probably wrong of me, but I do.
1-800-449-8686. Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, a couple of comments. First of all, why not refuse service? If you're willing to accept their money knowing their dot-coms, why didn't you just tell them they couldn't serve? How serve them?
Why should I not serve them?
I don't know. You have all this animosity.
I don't have any real reason. I don't have any real legal reason not to serve them.
You have the right to refuse service.
No, I do not. I only have a right to refuse service to individuals that are causing some kind of a disturbance. But under the Public Accommodations Act of 1965, I may not refuse service to people just because I don't like the job they're in. So that's why it made it doubly difficult for me. I would stand there and grit my teeth. I would literally be in physical pain. But I had to serve this scum.com.
Okay, another thing.
What's your question, Brian?
The same guys that you took their money from, you're actually paying them now, correct?
I'm paying them a minimum wage of $5 an hour, yeah.
Okay, so basically the money they gave you, you're giving back to them.
No, they gave me a lot more money than I'm giving back to them.
Okay. Well, over the year, okay.
It costs a lot more to order a steak in Ted's Beverly Hills than it takes for me to pay somebody.
Okay.
That's how I make money.
I understand the concept of making money.
Well, you do. All right. What do you do for a living?
Okay.
Your overhead is less than what you're taking in, then you make more money. See? Thanks a lot, Brian.
Are you listening to him?
Just listen to him.
Patented or copyrighted?
What is he saying?
What did you say, Brian?
Why didn't he patent or copyright the rolling the potato in aluminum foil? Or, I'm sorry, tin foil. I would use aluminum foil.
Why didn't you patent or copyright it?
I did.
He did. All right, here is Fritz on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. What do you mean you did?
Yes, I did. I patented it with the United States Patent Office.
Go ahead, Fritz.
Fritz, yes, sir. My wife and I have owned 4 restaurants Colorado.
But I'm Ted Bell.
We always gave the customers what they wanted.
You know who I am?
And charged them accordingly.
I'm Ted Bell. All right, I'm just not any guy that owns a restaurant.
You know what?
I'm not just any guy that owns a restaurant, Fritz. I'm Ted Bell. And I own Ted's of Beverly Hills. What do you own? Fritz's of El Paso.
With that attitude, I don't know why people come to your restaurant.
You want to know why? I'll give you a good reason. The best London broil.
Well, I would hope that your food is good.
The best London broil you ever wrapped your lips around. That's wonderful.
Okay. We serve good food at our restaurant.
What do you serve?
If a customer had a special request,
you serve these
we would accommodate that request
if we could.
You
serve the dot-com guys?
What's that?
You serve the dot-com guys.
No, sir, I'm sorry. The dot-com guys didn't even exist. This was from about 86 to 94.
I invested in a stock tip that I got from a dot-commer. I lost $500,000, okay? When I find that guy, I'm going to wrap him in tinfoil. That's a promise.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Allison on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Allison, go ahead.
Yeah, guy is lying because my mother, back in 1957, when we were camping in Fundy National Park,
wait a minute.
Not only potatoes and tinfoil, the chefs to also make dinners and wrap them in tin foil and cook them on the open fire.
I think you're lying. I'm not lying.
Mine was lying because my mother's dead, and I remember what she did.
That guy is lying.
And that's
Allison,
it.
Allison, let me tell you something. Convenient that your mother's dead, so she can't tell you that you're a liar.
It's not convenient. It's actually too bad because my mother was a wonderful woman.
If your mother
woman,
was here right
and
now,
so you're not the only guy
she's
wrapped potatoes in tinfoil.
Well, your mother owes me. Your mother owes me.
I have nothing else to say to you because you are lying.
Your mother is not here to call you a liar. That's the whole problem.
Well, she hung up on you. And let me just say this, okay? We got a lot of people who are...
Wait, can I ask you something?
What?
I'm talking about the stock market. I'm talking about dot-com business. I'm talking about stock portfolio. I'm talking about long-term investment. And all I got are a lot of hayseeds calling in with this tinfoil thing. What's going on with that?
Well, you're the guy that mentioned you're the one who invented it.
Well, first of all, that lady there that I just talked to...
Yeah.
She got tinfoil confused with wax paper, okay? And I don't know how her mother could cook whole dinners wrapped in wax paper. Thank you very much.
But she claims that it was tin foil.
Bull crap.
That's what she claims. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Good.
That she's inaccurate.
Go ahead, John.
I just want to comment to Ted and just let him know that I, coming from Columbus, Texas, just tell a man... He has no compassion whatsoever for mankind.
How do you figure?
I'm not a dot-com guy. I do have a little business myself where I do take care of the public, and I give them what I have to offer.
What do you do?
It's an entertainment business, if you will.
It's not sexual, is it?
So why would you say that?
Well, he's not being very specific.
Well, you know...
Hey, listen, I know a lady who worked a street corner in Las Vegas. I guess you could say she was in the entertainment business, too, you know? So then why don't
you let the guy say what he's got to say?
That mother owes me a residual because maybe there's nothing left in her estate, but if she was cooking her kid dinner wrapped in tinfoil, she owes me money.
And let's get back to this guy.
What guy?
The guy here.
Yeah, Phil, Ted, I just don't think that Ted has any compassion for mankind.
I gave him a job, didn't I?
On a side note as well, I used to be a busboy at a major restaurant hotel chain back in the 1967 to 68 series, and we were wrapping baked potatoes with tinfoil.
Bull crap. There's no way you can prove that either.
Okay, well...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I speak the truth. I don't want to be a liar.
Where were you working at?
Sir?
What restaurant were you working at?
That was a Holiday Inn.
Okay, I'll be calling them. Okay.
Hi, this is Bobby Dooley, and I am a creation of Phil Hendry. You'll hear Phil do a lot of different character voices on his show, but that's Phil doing the voice, and then a lot of people call up and think that it's actually someone else. It's really a lot of fun, but that's really how brilliant Phil is. Another thing.
What are you doing?
Sorry?
What are you doing?